are listening to The Vanishing River, Voices from the Darling, a radio series interviewing real people living along the Barwon-Darling River system in western New South Wales, outback Australia. The interviews in this series were recorded in April and May 2018, and please stay tuned.
So we've lost 1,000 acres of grapevines here, which is influx of 500 people every harvest, and probably 200 to 300 during the pruning season. Well, we've lost 500 people from the town. They've put a new sign up of the statistics of the how many people here. It was 1,000, now it's just over 450. So that's, you know, all our youth are gone. They're scattered all over the country, got work elsewhere, and it's a dying town. It was a thriving town at one time, bringing millions of dollars a year with the grape industry, tourism, and now that's all gone. It's the only time we get water now is when they can't stop it. There's just too much from the hole back. If they can't stop it, we get water. If they can stop it, we don't get water.
Trevor Mallon, or Mal to his friends, was born in Broken Hill. His parents owned a holiday place at the famed Sunset Strip on Lake Menindi, where he and his family used to holiday. He relocated to Menindi, where he has lived for the past 30 years. Mal shared his insights with Earthling Studios regarding the decline of the Menindi Township, the lake system, and the Darling River crisis.
Yeah, Trevor Mallon, Menindi residents. I've been here for 30 years, seen the lakes dry and fill up again quite a few times. But over the last 20 years, we get less water down the river due to irrigators in the Northern Basin. And the quality of the water gets terrible at times. In the past, I've had to have water deliveries, treated water, because river water was unfit for not only human consumption, but unfit for showering and washing, even clothes. If you wash your clothes in it, they stunk. You couldn't get the smell out of it. I pump into a dam and into a big holding tank, and that water stinks. You can smell it when you're having a shower. It's, you know, you get out of the shower, once you dry off, you can't smell it, but while you're wet, you can. It's not very nice. I even give me dog rainwater. That's how bad the river is.
What does the water taste like?
I couldn't tell you that, because I haven't drunk water out of the river since I was a child.
Would you like some of those politicians to come down here and drink the river water?
I'd love to see that happen, but I wouldn't like to see them, you know, get sick drinking the water that they spoilt.
That's very considerate of you, Mal.
Yeah, well, I don't like seeing anyone get ill, but, you know, maybe if they jump in the ring and go a couple of rounds with me, I'll be happy with that. So we just had enough of the way they're treating the river, and they're sealing water and leaving us with bad quality water. The water's so bad it nearly killed all the grapes, and they weren't allowed to water the grapes. So we've lost 1,000 acres of grapevines here, which is influx of 500 people every harvest, and probably 200 to 300 during the pruning season. Well, we've lost 500 people from the town. They've put a new sign up of the statistics of the how many people here. It was 1,000, now it's just over 450. So that's, you know, all our youth are gone. They're scattered all over the country, got work elsewhere. And it's a dying town. It was a thriving town at one time, bringing millions of dollars a year with the grape industry, tourism, and now that's all gone. It's the only time we get water now is when they can't stop it. There's just too much from the hole back. If they can't stop it, we get water. If they can stop it, we don't get water. But when we do get water, they release it straight away and send it out to sea.
Yeah, but why did they release that water?
Well, they said it was to flush out the Murray mouth. I reckon it's just propaganda.
Why did they empty the lake?
to make them feel that the Menindee Lakes is useless, is worthless. Because when they said send down the water, they say there's no water in Menindee Lakes.
But what about the drilling rigs on the lake? What's that about? Do you buy that story that they were looking for water?
No.
Well, what do you think they were looking for?
Mineral sands. They want to dredge them lakes out and cart it all away and make a profit off it.
But Menindee Lakes is one of the natural wonders of the earth.
Well, we call it Mini Kakadu. I grew up there as a kid, weekends and that. We built a house over at Sunset Strip. It's a holiday resort, probably 150 houses, 200 houses there. And I grew up there from 12 years old, weekends and holidays, building our house. And, you know, we'd go out and catch fish and yabbies. And, oh, we had a wonderful time growing up there.
Tell us what Menindee was like 30 years ago.
30 years ago? Oh, it's just a thriving little town. There was work everywhere, all the grapes are surviving. People come up from Broken Hill, go and pick the grapes. They called it a working holiday. They enjoyed it up here, working on the grapevines and camping alongside the river or the lake. And speedboat races, you don't see the speedboat racing now. Or out at Pomamaru, when I was a kid, there's that many tents there that tent ropes were crossing over tent ropes. They're that jammed in. And there's 6 mile of camping, and there's just boat after boat. Everyone just had a wonderful time.
Yeah. And you were saying that Menindee seems to be dying. Is it dying of natural causes, or would you say perhaps being murdered?
Being raped by the government for the water. They're selling it all off up top. That Peter Black, 20 years ago, that's when he was giving all the water rights licenses out and all that. He was the main instigator, and since then, well, the place has gone backwards. Yeah, when he come up here to open the new hospital, he was walking out, and I had my glass of orange juice. I said, Peter, so why'd you give the cotton growers all that water? He said, I didn't. I said, yes, you did. And I threw my orange juice over the Member of Parliament. Yeah, everyone won't forget that one. They love that.
You seem to think it'd be okay to get in a round with Malcolm Turnbull. That'd be pretty...
Don't underestimate me, Mark. When it comes to destroying our environment and my life and other people's lives, because that's what they've done, destroyed people's lives.
There's people talking about, you know, taking this to the United Nations or even perhaps to the International Court at The Hague for crimes against humanity, for deliberately crushing human rights and destroying vast ecosystem of Western New South Wales.
Well, that should be cranked up and got going. But it's the politicians letting them get away with it because they're getting their golden handshakes.
What would you say to people in Sydney and Melbourne and Brisbane, you know, people on the East Coast, what would you say to them about the problem out here?
Well, at times I've seen kids with rashes over them for bathing and showering in the water. And there's one kid, he's still got a bald patch on the top of his head. You see signs along the river, you're not allowed to let your dog drink the water. Well, anything not fit for human consumption, not fit for anyone.
How would you feel if all the lakes were full again? How would that
be? Oh, it'd be tremendous. It's like when the lakes were full and it was cooler weather, the tourists only come here in the winter time. Well, they don't come here in the hotter months. And we've had up to 300 people come from for the Menindee Regional Tourist Association in one day. That's 300 people. So it gives you an idea of how many people will come here when the lakes are full. But it's too late now for the grapes because all the grapes are dead and a lot of them are pulled out and to start up again and then something go wrong with the water again, no one's going to take the risk. So, you know, there's 1,000 acres of grape dead. And we haven't got the 500 influx of workers that come here every season. And anyway, that's all. I've got to get back to work. I've got a pig I've got to go home and feed. That's on rainwater too, by the way.
Thanks, Mal, and thanks for being kind to your animals.
Yeah, well, I've got to eat the animal. I won't eat it if it's been fed with Darling River water. Thank you.
This is The Vanishing River, Voices from the Darling. interviews with real people affected by ever-diminishing flows along Australia's iconic Darling River. The Vanishing River, Voices from the Darling, is produced by Earthling Studios at Grassy Head, New South Wales. Executive producer, Mark Merritt. Field coordinators and technical assistants by Susie Peake and Kath Eaglesham. Interviews by Mark Merritt and Kath Eaglesham. Voiceovers by Sally Hook. Please write to us with your feedback. Post Office Box 30, Stewart's Point, New South Wales, 2441.
The Darling is dying, please take my word.
The Darling River and Menindee Lakes are in crisis. We are working hard to bring out and share the personal lived stories and facts surrounding the problem to the people of Australia and around the world. We aim to do this in plain language that everyone can understand. To find out more about issues and matters related to the Darling River, go to the Vanishing River website, www.thevanishingriver.com.au. thevanishingriver.com.au.